KTOO would like to acknowledge the Thane AD, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon and the Wushkitan, with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Akwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once Thailand and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the Thailands as a source of food and part of their home, whose children played on the beaches and learned how to row in the harbor. The families of the Juno Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunatish for your patience as we learn. This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and our first guests are healthcare providers to talk about telephonic screening and drive-through COVID testing. Let me get them on the line here. If everything went well, on the line with me now from Bartlett Regional Hospital is registered nurse Lisa Peterson. Are you there?
Yes, but I'm not with Bartlett.
Oh, all right. Well, Lisa, welcome to the show. We'll clarify that in just a sec. And also from Capital sure. City Fire Rescue and the CARES program is Joe Mishler. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Nice to have you both on the show. Yeah, Lisa, tell us more about yourself.
Hi, I am the lead nurse for the Juno School District, and I am part of the health team, and we currently have five RNs and four health assistants, and we are working with Joe and the rest of the city to man the COVID-19 call center.
All right. So
the district
Go ahead.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
The school district has been really wonderful. They've allowed us to take on this task, and we're still providing supports to our schools, but our focus right now is on the call center. So I wanted to know that, too. It's been really, really great to have their support.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. So the call center, who should be listening right now? Who can call this call center to find out more about COVID-19 and if they're experiencing symptoms, those kind of things?
If anybody out in the community is having any symptoms, whether they, you know, they think that they have COVID-19 or they're just having any kind of symptom, whether especially fever, headache, cough, any symptoms whatsoever, they can call us. We are asking them to contact their physicians. Or I should say we're encouraging them to contact their physicians because a family doctor can give appointments and do follow-up. But if they don't have a primary care doctor or they've been unable to reach that person or they just want to go ahead and be screened, we can continue with the screening, and then we go through the entire program with them. We talk to them about that if their test results are positive, that they would get a telephone call from us, and if they're negative, they'll get an email about this. But we're just really just going through their symptoms, finding out, you know, what their concerns are, finding out if they qualify for testing, and if they're high risk, they qualify for the free test provided by the state, and if they are low or medium risk, they qualify for the commercial testing, which has a small fee, and then we coordinate that with Bartlett. And if they're absolutely, if they don't meet the requirements to have testing, what's really nice about talking to us is that we can then give them guidance about what they should be watching for, what they should be doing to stay healthy, and then what they should do if they do start to develop symptoms. And they can always call us back again and go through the screen again as well.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. What's the phone number of the call center?
It is 586-6000.
All
and
right.
We are open every day. Yep, for phone calls from noon to 6 p.m. Our team is here, and we have some working from home. We have some working in the call center, and if they call after hours, we check messages and missed calls in the mornings when we arrive, and we call those folks back. And we're open right now for calls, and we'll be open every day until this is over.
All right. Thank you. Lisa Peterson, stand by. I have a few more questions for you. Joe Mishler, I understand that there is a drive-through. Is it testing or screening is the right way to put it? And tell us more about it.
Actually, it's drive-through testing. The screening that we're doing is all being done over the phone, unlike some of the systems we've seen where people have had to wait in line for long periods of time to be screened to find out if they would actually have the test done or not. What we're doing here is the screening is done by phone, calling the hotline. Those that meet the prerequisite for a testing then are set up with an appointment time. It's usually the same day. Some are doing a day later, but the hotline is taking calls between noon and 6 in the evening. Then we're running the testings between 3 in the afternoon until 7 in the evening, and those are out at the fire training center. So they're set up for an appointment. They come on out. We check them in there, and check them in is basically make sure we have the right person, the right name, date of birth, that sort of thing. They stay in their car. They come into a certain area of the fire training center. They make a loop and come into a shelter that we have set up there. It's a drive-through. They stay in the car, roll their window down. The person comes out with protective equipment on for doing the testing. I'll talk to them, explain the procedure, and collect the sample right there. And then usually on time site for the cars is maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and they're back on their way. The tests, the samples are then sent off to either Anchorage or a commercial lab down south. And right now the turnaround time is about 4 to 5 days. We're hoping in the next few, maybe weeks, something like that, to be able to do the testing, not just collect the samples, but actually do the testing here in Juneau, which will turn that time around to potentially same day.
Got it. And this is out at the Fire Training Center. Isn't that sort of near the Department of Motor Vehicles?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's Sherwood Lane is the street it's on, and it's just directly across from the DMV.
But it sounds like somebody definitely needs an appointment before they come see you for testing. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's if someone were to show up out there and have not set up the appointment, they can call the call center. But, yes, we need we're doing this somewhat as an extension of the Bartlett Hospital. We have someone from the hospital out there with us. In fact, our folks are actually doing the collecting, but we had staff from Bartlett's training department do the training for us on the collecting procedures, and then things are being processed through Bartlett's lab, and the samples at the end of collecting go back to Bartlett and are shipped in with the samples that they have. But yes, they do need an appointment.
And Joe, I'm not sure if I introduce you properly, but you're with Capital City Fire and Rescue and the CARES program. Is that right?
Yes, the CARES program is a program within the fire department, and it's designed to enhance public health and safety by providing alternatives to emergency services for people with non-emergent needs. That's the program. Part of that program is the sobering center, sometimes called Sleep Off, and the emergency services patrol van. So that's part of that to provide services for those folks who end up oftentimes going by ambulance to the emergency room, and they don't need that. They need other care. But then also we're working with implementing what's called community paramedicine. And so that's this part falls under that also. So we're doing the testing and stuff away from the emergency room so that the emergency room can be safe for people with true emergencies. And then we're adding an additional portion to that, which is the community paramedicine aspect, which people who aren't unable to come to the drive-through testing, we've actually done a number of in-home testings. We've sent folks mm-hmm. to their home if they for perhaps physical reasons are unable to get out of the house to come over. We've done some testings in the house themselves. Then we're also doing welfare checks for the caseworkers in the hospital. Have given some folks who've been. Maybe they've been tested and they're told to self-quarantine, or they're have been sent somewhere, or maybe they've even tested positive and they're self-quarantined. We're providing someone to make a visit to the residence. That's kind of limited this time due to staffing, but we're helping out with welfare checks and in-home testing if we need to.
Those sound like a lot of services, Joe. If we wanted to learn more about those or get qualified for them, would the call center be a good place to call and get started?
Yes. For the in-home, that's coming basically from personal physicians or from we're working together with public health also. And then the emergency room caseworkers who are there in the emergency room have asked us to reach out to a few people. And so basically they've entered the system through their own primary care provider, and we've been requested specially to go check on somebody. You know, the alternative is that they would send an ambulance to that site and take them to the emergency room. And so that's what we're trying to prevent.
Okay.
So yeah, your personal care provider or the call center would be a good starting point if you're concerned about COVID.
All right. Lisa.
Well, we've had a couple of callers that have indicated when we have set up appointments that they were homebound. And at that point, we contact Joe, and he coordinates it from there. And, it's worked very well. So, and we've been really working hard with people that have said that. And we've had some elders and some people that are already in poor health. So it's nice that we're able to offer that service also.
All right. And Lisa, I have a question for you. Let's imagine I wake up, I have a sore throat, I'm not feeling great. Is that a time? And I don't have a care provider or a doctor. Is that a good time for me to call the call center?
Yes. I mean, yes, absolutely. If we're not open until 12 o'clock, but if you call and leave a message, we'll call right away. If there's some symptoms of COVID are unusual and that they're not the same for everybody else, the number one criteria in order to be tested is to have fever and cough. However, some of the other symptoms are also aligned with that. And so rather than asking people to try to determine whether or not their symptoms are the right thing or if they possibly have this or not, we're just encouraging people to call us. We will go through the screen, and if they don't meet the criteria for the testing because of their symptoms, we'll review that with them and let them know what they should do, especially if they start to feel worse, because it's possible to have COVID and not have all those symptoms just yet, so things can progress.
Okay.
So the most important thing is for people just to call us and not feel that they need to justify or have all these symptoms that we're talking about, because it's very difficult sometimes to really sort out your symptoms, especially if you just haven't been feeling very good for a long time. So please, people should just call, and we have people available to talk, and we'll go through the screening and help them from there.
Great. And you've mentioned 12 to 6. Is that Monday through Friday or 7 days a week?
That is 7 days a week, 12 to 6 p.m.
And the phone number, again, is 586-6000.
6000, yes.
Okay. And if you do determine that somebody does indeed need testing over the phone, you're going to send them to Joe and his colleagues out at the Fire Training Center. And that's you'll get an appointment for that, and that's between 3 and 7 p.m. Joe, is that also 7 days a week?
Yes, sir. That's 7 days a week also.
Okay.
Yes, we set the appointments up with people, right? Yeah, we set the appointments up with them at the end of the telephone call. We schedule them, we come back, and then we go over, how they get out there, the things that they need to do, the importance that after they are tested that they need to be home, they need to be staying away from other people, not going to work, and until they get the results. And that is right now taking 3 to 5 days, testing later that has much quicker turnaround time.
All right, that's Nurse Lisa Peterson. You can call her and her colleagues at the call center at 586-6000 between noon and 6, 7 days a week for telephonic COVID-19 screening. And that could actually lead to drive-through testing out at the emergency or out at the Fire Training Center out by the DMV. I really appreciate both of you coming on the show, Lisa and Joe. Is there anything we're missing that you'd like to add for our listeners?
It would just be good for them. We just want to make sure people are aware of that. Right now, the turnaround time people arriving at the testing site is generally less than 10 minutes, especially if we don't have sometimes we'll have to wait on a person before them. But folks have come in and been in and out of there within 5 minutes oftentimes. And so it's not like some of the pictures you've seen where they have hours of waiting or it's going to take up a big chunk of the time. I know people, if they're sick, don't feel well and feel like going out. But it's a very simple, very quick procedure to collect the sample. Like I said, you don't even have to get out of your car.
And Joe, I guess I do have one more question. What does that look like? I've seen various testing techniques for COVID-19. What does it look like here in Juneau?
The testing that we're doing, it's a swab that's inserted into the nose, and they did a sample there from the nostril, and then they put that in a little testing tube sort of vial and send it off to the lab.
All right, to see if you qualify for this testing, 586-6000 between noon and 6, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, or leave a message if it's outside of those hours. Lisa and Joe, thank you both again for coming on the show. We really appreciate what you're doing.
You're very welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.